Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I got the internet going nuts.
Internet going nuts here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, B. Scott. We are live out here at the LPGA Chevron Championship. Hell of a view, hell of a vibe. Come by, say hi. $35 gets you in. Kids get in free. One of the new big events, the Women's Masters, if you will, out here at the club at Carlton Woods. Nick Caserio yesterday, he was asked about the uniforms. My gosh, we had one leak from the model.
You get a leak.
We had another leak from some guy in a warehouse. And then Antonio Brown has now leaked the uniforms, and there's been more leaking going on, and the internet is going nuts. Here was Nick Caserio talking about the uniforms.
I don't think I've sort of seen them. So I would say I'm probably not the person to talk about relative to fashion. You guys have seen how I dress. But I think it's great for the fans. So, I mean, again, there's a lot of other people that have talked about the uniforms. I'll let them kind of handle it. So, I mean, I'm more worried about how well they play than how well they look on a field. So, but I'm sure you guys can have some fun with that next week. So, all right.
All right, thanks.
All right, Hardo.
He is speaking to some inner Hardos in the fan base, though. You do have, like, this uniform thing is clearly a big deal to all of us.
But
you got those that corner of people that are like, who cares about the uniform?
It's all about if they win. It's all about wins. I don't care as long as they perform on the field.
Nick is speaking to the heart of those losers.
But here's my thing, and that's pretty rude calling them losers.
Sorry,
Scott. That's some of our listeners,
kind of a sideswipe.
But here's the thing. I think even the people that were excited about this, a lot of them are getting kind of worn out. I mean, because it's been hyped up for a year. I'm not questioning the hard work and all that, but I mean they've gassed this up like crazy. And now here we are. There's been one leak, two leak, and now perhaps the biggest leak of all. I'm not saying but I'm just saying.
It's like a Bucky's bathroom up at that bad boy.
And I got to think Cal McNair, I think Cal McNair might have a schedule today like Heidi Klum. Because anytime any of these leaks happen, Cal McNair either has to go to Reddit. Yesterday he had to take a dang picture in front of his house or whatever. Hell, Cal McNair might be going through a 12-hour photo shoot at this point, Fig. I mean, I think at noon, I think he's got to get the Reds, Reds. Then he's got to go with the color rush. Then he's going to address these home jerseys. Like, Cal McNair's got a busy day. I wonder how much makeup and all that they're going to do. And I also wonder, Cal's actually come out looking good in this, but at what point does it kind of become annoying? He's going to be on the show, by the way, Tuesday at 11. At what point is it like, man, this is a lot of extra stuff that I really just don't want to partake in?
I think as long as there
he's looking good?
Yeah, as long as people are eating the cheese and he ends up looking good in the end of it, I think that it works out. I'm curious on which digital platform will be next to compensate for the next leak? You know, it was Reddit the first time, drops the tweet. Like, is it Instagram? Is it, you know, is it?
How about CTE ESPN getting it? And that's what it's called. I didn't make that up. Antonio Brown putting it up. Now, I'm not saying whether these are the ones that I've seen or not. I can say they look familiar.
They're out there.
And I can say this other one looks a little bit familiar. I'm not saying whether it's, you know, that, but it does look somewhat familiar. And quite frankly, those road, I mean, that's what we've already seen.
Yeah, the road,
so the road ones
there
that we've already seen, that looks like that, and that helmet looks like that too. So
yeah,
they've at least gotten two things right. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, if you figure if they got some of the right information, where are they getting? Where
maybe
would they, where would they get the wrong information?
Figgy, what do you have any opinions on these leaks? You want to just talk about the ones that are the leaks that are out there? We won't say whether they are or aren't the real uniforms, but in a hypothetical world, if these leaks are real, what are your thoughts on these unis?
Me, I mean, I've been saying it the whole time. I think it hits different if you see a player in it, man, because we seen how it went when the original leak came out, and it didn't look right, but when they posted the picture with the players, it looked better.
Yeah, so, I'll say that, but I will say
this. I can't look at a rough draft, a sheet of paper of a rough draft and say, yeah, that's it or that's
yeah.
not it.
Well, I'll look at the rough draft and I'll just say a couple of things. I agree with you on that. These home jerseys, they might as well, the logo might as well be Spider-Man pointing at each other. And maybe the old Spider-Man pointing at the other one with the thumbs down. These in this hypothetical world, these leaked ones, and it looks like there's like a H-Town blue Nike check for what? Like, what are we doing there? The Rhodes, I like those. They look good on Tank Dell and Nico Collins. These Reds, if these are real, if these Antonio Brown leaks are real, why'd we get rid of the normal red helmet? I mean, horns are cool and stuff, but why would we have gotten rid of the normal red helmet? I actually thought that should have been the main helmet.
Why isn't it?
Yeah, I actually thought that should have been the main helmet.
Yeah.
With even the other uniforms. Like, imagine the red uniform
with that
on the home or the away. I thought that would have been sick. The horn, that's a lot. And then this H-Town blue helmet, and, I mean, let's put it this way. I think a lot of people are thinking that's blue. That color looks a little bit different than the home one to me, and it looks a little bit different than the blue on the roads. I think that'll be popular. I think it's cool to wear. I don't know that this team needs, but I don't know that if these are real, if Antonio Brown, and does he have a connection at Nike? What was his shoe deal in the NFL? All right, but. I don't know, man. I mean, but we'll see. It'll be fun. The gear's going to be sick, though. I will say that. Gear's going to be sick.
But my thing is, again, what if this was the will of the people? And they talked about this in the beginning of, like, not really. Like, they felt like they
needed. You can't please everyone.
They felt like they needed to change their uniforms. But yeah. I never got the sense, at least from, like, the McNairs, that they felt like they wanted to change the uniforms, per se. I think internally, they actually liked the uniforms that they always had. Bob specifically, the late Bob McNair, liked their uniforms, was a big fan of their style back in the day. And I think they wanted to kind of stay true to him a little bit,
but also
placate the public that wanted some change, and they tried to have it both ways. And like you said, when you try to have it both ways, I feel like maybe it's even more difficult to please everyone.
Well, salute to them, man. Like, salute to them for changing, because I think it's good to be open-minded in that area. I would say this. They need to approach the uniforms with the complete opposite. Whatever the minimum is to change, just keep it changing. Keep it coming through. Hell, let's call them the Houston Oregon Duck Texans from now on when it comes to changing the uniforms. Internet going nuts out here live at the Chevron Championship.
It was a miscalculation to not notice. Once they put out those the red helmets that we have seen them play in over the last, you know, a couple of years or so,
I've never
not understand the popularity of those
helmets.
I've
never seen anyone say anything bad about those.
Oh, they were I thought they were universally appreciated and loved.
That. The one thing that I think everyone agreed on, that red helmet, the one that they've been wearing lately, should have never gone anywhere.
Yeah.
Internet going nuts.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I got the internet going nuts.
I'll be honest. I don't know who the hell this guy is. I've seen a lot of stories on him. He seems to be a little bit nuts. Ryan Garcia. Who is a boxer, I guess. He's going to have a pay-per-view fight this week. He had the internet going nuts yesterday. This is just a little some snippets from his press conference. This guy's lost it.
Thank you, the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Jesus is King, King of Kings, King of Kings. No. Okay. He is the King of Kings. Jesus is the one above all. Okay. How you guys doing? What do you guys want me to say? I've already said everything. I mean, what do you want me to do? I've already done it all. I've already said it all. I've done it all. And now I'm just ready to kick ass. I'm going there and just f*** this man up. You don't understand. I'm going to f*** him up. You don't know what I've been training like. You don't know the vision I have. You do not know. I'm on fire. I'll break this whole thing right now. That's how I'm firing. I'm strong. And I'm louder than that whole team. They got like five people there. Look how loud. Woo! We couldn't hear you.
Yo. What? And that wasn't even the worst. He said a prayer and then started talking about he wanted to hook up with one of their moms.
Yeah, no.
And then he started talking about... Okay, let's hear that, Figgy.
Hey, where's your mama at, baby? Where's your mom? Oh, I'm going to go flirt with your mama. Ooh, she about to be fine as... I want some of your mama. I want your mama now. Your mama probably in my DMs. Yeah, you, mother... Don't talk about my mom before I you up. All right. Yeah, that fear coming in your mouth like a... dog, I put my in your mouth.
Ryan, what's that, Ryan?
Hey, pause, no Diddy.
Something's wrong with this mother.
You can't say pause and no Diddy after you talk about actually
doing the things that you're pausing and no Diddy.
That's not how that works.
That does not work there, sir.
Pause, no Diddy usually refers to phrasing, not your literal actual words.
Yeah,
in
not
context
you literally
you
just
mean.
Said exactly what it is. That guy's nuts. Don't know. I'm not going to buy the fight, but I'll definitely see if he won or not. Coming up, the former teammates of Stephon Diggs speak, plus Nick Caserio's biggest threat, one of the biggest threats to the Texans, another GM. He was farting as he spoke, and this is not an exaggeration. The hits are lit next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.